Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil might change it. Now, Phil Martelli was wrong last week. And I want to bring him up here now because I want to know if something that Jay Wright said the other day applies to Phil, too. How you doing, Phil Martelli?
Angelo, how are you?
Well, I'm great, thank you. I was not here to take your call last week because I was heading out to L.A. But Rhea,
no, In fact, Ange, I just came through the airport. I came back from Vermont this morning.
Right.
And your picture's down there. TSA has never seen anybody come through with that much change in their pocket.
All right, Phil. Jay Wright, right, who, by the way, is really – I know you guys had a rough time with him. Temple had a rough time with him this week. Villanova's number one in the country now. Guess what, Phil? He's depressed himself right now. Rhea, what is that?
Yeah, John Clark had this. On the same day that Villanova went number one in the country Monday was the same day Carson Wentz, it was announced, he tore his ACL. And Jay said, I was a little depressed, too. We love basketball in Philadelphia, but there's something different about the Eagles. It's like religion in this town.
You were pretty close to number one a few years ago, Phil. Did it bother you when the Eagles lost?
It didn't bother me in the least when the Eagles lost. But I will say this. Jay is a huge fan. He is. I consider myself more of like this football expert, but he's a fan through and through, and has been a fan his whole life. And often conversations with him will center around the Eagles. He and when Bruiser Flint was at Drexel, it was hard to get a word in edgewise that didn't concern the Eagles.
Wow.
Jay's at every game. Jay is at every single game, and I know he's addressed the team and. But I would think if I won a basketball game on Sunday, it would have negated any feelings about Carson Wentz. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way.
No, I understand. I do want to ask you, though, Phil, that when a player that talented, that young, goes down, what does it do to a team? What does it do? He's the best player on the team, and he goes down. What happens to the other guys?
They go down. They emotionally... go down, and then you see that brief rally, and you read the articles, and people are telling them, we did this for you, we did this for you, and that's all well and good, but that's not necessarily true. I think they do it to keep the momentum going that you have, but that shot, that it's almost a gut shot that you get when you have an injury, is it's hard to overcome. And last week's energetic and energizing win will certainly help them going forward. But it's hard. And the other thing, Angelo, is just this view of football. Mm. I mean, every week there's pages of guys.
That crazy.
They don't just miss a week in that sport when you get hurt. You're missing several weeks, half a season, a full season. Carson Wentz is, you know, probably 10 months from ever playing again. It's a brutal, brutal sport.
All right. Now, last year, Phil, you lost half your team to injury.
Four guys, yes.
Just tell me, like, how does a coach – what do you do? What do you say? There comes a point where you can't overcome it, right? How do you handle that situation?
Now, what you do, Angelo, is in our case, we literally dug a hole in the ground and went into that hole and just said, okay, let's just take this a day at a time and a game at a time. And not in a cliche way of, you know, we only do it a game at a time. That's all nonsense.
Right.
But we just said, here's what we have. And if the other guy's playing with 52 cards in his deck and we have 47 cards, let's figure out the best way that we could get this into a short game, where we could play a four-minute game, an eight-minute game. And calling it the way it is, we weren't we weren't successful. But we did have six games last year at the end that they were win or lose games with 2 minutes left or 3 minutes left. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough, and I didn't do enough for them to get over the hump in those six games. So I don't think that's the case. I think the fact that Nick Foles has started, not only in the regular season, but he started a playoff game in the NFL, I think that's going to help the Eagles this week.
Well, tell me a little bit about Foles. Phil, what do you see there? He's the backup. We forgot he was on the team. I swear to God, Phil. He was here. He was our guy. He was Wentz 4 years ago, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He was irrelevant until suddenly in the third quarter of the game Sunday. What do you think we got with him?
I think you have an NFL starter. Now the quarterback position across the league makes you scratch your head, and it's not a backup. I was actually thinking about this morning, daydreaming, that suppose Foles goes down, and this next guy, who most of those 92% who think the Eagles will win on Sunday, they don't even know the guy's name now. The backup, most of Philadelphia, who are fanatic about the Eagles, don't know the backup quarterback. And in most cases, that's the case. Like, who's the backup quarterback in New England? Who before Rodgers got hurt, knew who the backup quarterback was in Green Bay? At least in this case, you can say this guy started in the league. And 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. The mobility is a factor. But now everybody has to kind of move to the forefront. The offensive line cannot – well, the offensive line's banged up. Well, that's not going to help because Nick Foles, if he was all of that, he would have been starting somewhere in this league because the quarterback position is not great.
So you would really put the pressure on the other players, right, Phil? You would go,
no question about
right,
it.
You've got more. You've got to do more now. You've got to carry a bigger load. Does that
well,
work?
You have to measure up, Dan.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, sometimes that we can do more. No. Just measure up. Like, the defense measured up in the fourth quarter in Los Angeles. But look around, the special teams, you know, they're on a decline here, so they have to get to their level. And the offensive line, even with the injuries, you have to get to your level so that Nick Foles can be Nick Foles. He doesn't have to be, and he cannot be, Carson Wentz.
Right. All right, Phil, I just want to know if you would be nervous. I asked this question to Dick Vermeil an hour ago, all right? You're 11-2. And you're going on the road to play a team that's 2-11. Does that situation make you nervous?
Well, every game makes me nervous, Ange, and I'm assuming that Dick Vermeil would be the same.
Yep.
And I believe that the preparation is about the Eagles. I don't think this is about the Giants. I think it's their preparation, and I think how they play on Sunday will be a real reflection on how this team practices. Because the number one thing about Nick Foles when you read the articles after Sunday's game was, I haven't had reps with those receivers. I haven't had reps with the first team line. I haven't had reps. I haven't had reps. That's just the way they do it in football, I'm sure. But now, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when they get their work in the NFL, that's all going to be helpful. I mean, this is a lot better than if it was an NBA schedule where you're playing three games in 4 days or anything like that. The fact that there's a week and maybe even the idea of the focus of being on the road again with a conference opponent, I think it's going to help the Eagles on Sunday.
All right, Phil, I want you to understand something. Last week when I was in L.A., I called in right after you had made your prediction, and they told me that you predicted the Rams had won. It ruined my day, Phil. My mood, Rhea could tell you, my mood last Friday was horrible. Horrible.
I also said that the Eagles would play a great game.
Right.
I thought they would play one of their best games of the year.
They didn't tell me that part. They just said, they said Martelli picked the Rams. Rest of the day, my chin was down at my knees. So please understand when you make these picks, they affect the mood of your city, Phil. Now, who's going to win when the Eagles go to the Giants on Sunday?
Well, Ange, I'm going to be honest here. When I went to bed last night in balmy New England, it was comfortably 7 above 0. I had this as a no-brainer. I thought this would be a wipeout. I thought it would be 35-10. I thought there would be people ecstatic and you know, running around and saying, see, we really didn't miss Carson Wentz. And the more I've read and the more I've studied, I'm concerned about special teams. And I am concerned about this offensive line. But I think at the end of the day, the Eagles will still win comfortably. I think it's going to be 28-17, right. And I think it's going to feature the running backs. I think you're going to see the running backs have a spectacular old-time NFC East kind of December game.
And you're in Maine, right, Phil? Is that where you are?
Not
right
anymore. Now? No, I'm back in Philadelphia.
You are.
Yeah, that wake up at 4:30 was great. You're used to it. I'm not.
Here's the thing, Phil, though, right? Who's setting up a schedule where you're in Maine in December? That cannot
be my. I'm raising my hand. It was me.
Because, Phil, you might want
to. I had to get back because it's Al's favorite time of the year. We're in exams. So I can only practice today at 3:30.
Oh, man. Well, Phil, as usual, brilliant analysis of the situation and continued success to you. Thank you, Phil, so much for checking in with us.
All right, take care.
Phil Martelli.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.